The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let's turn our attention to Ukraine now, because there have been many issues that have been thrown up during the course of the war. But what happened yesterday at a children's hospital in Kyiv seems to have been one of the worst atrocities that has happened since the Russian invasion. Let's go live to Kyiv now. James Waterhouse is the Ukraine correspondent for the BBC. James, good morning. As rescue workers continue to make their way through the rubble, what have they been finding?
Yeah, so I speak to you now from the Okhmedyk Children's Hospital, where rescue crews are sifting through rubble. You can hear lots of twisted metal falling from the roof. We've been speaking to staff here who are concerned, really, about very ill children. This is a place where children come to be treated for cancer. It's where organ transplants take place. They're concerned about a lack of medicine and a lack of specialist care, which they need. In these times of war, it's not as simple for families to leave Ukraine and leave their homes behind. And every once in a while, you get a searing image like this, which just cuts the kind of mundaneness of Russia's invasion. Now, the impact site is just to the left of the building where I am. We never know the military dimensions of these strikes. These are cruise missiles, which are incredibly accurate. But what you are left with is, at best for Moscow, an acceptable collateral damage to them, which is residents, civilians, and in this case, children falling in harm's way. So the recovery operation is very much carrying on, not just here, but in other residential areas where there was quite significant damage to apartment blocks, and also in cities across Ukraine.
We know what the international reaction has been, like we know what the reaction from Vladimir Zelensky has been. Has Moscow said anything about this?
Moscow has barely mentioned it on state TV. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, has once again denied that Russia deliberately targets residential areas. That is what you would expect. Now, over the 2.5 years of its full-scale invasion, the evidence to the contrary is overwhelming. But as I say, it's always hard to make a direct connection. There are military targets in Kyiv, and these missiles are accurate, and they are packed with explosives, sometimes up to 800 kilogram warheads. So at the moment, you're kind of having a flat denial from Moscow, but of course you're having widespread condemnation from the West, not least ahead of a planned NATO summit today in Washington.
What impact has this had on the day-to-day running of the Children's Hospital? Is it completely shut down? Is there some activity continuing?
There's one building that seems to be working, but we've just wandered through empty corridors of operating theatres, because it's not just about the blast site, it's about the force expelled from it. Windows have been completely blown through. And when you're talking about cancer care, oncology wards, it's just far from being fit for purpose. The most sick children have been moved with hold. But we're talking about a hospital healthcare system which is already overwhelmed, because Ukraine is having to prioritise physical injury over almost everything else, with troops being admitted in wards across the country. And this really is a sort of devastating blow. The Kyiv, it feels like a bruised city, a city with no less resolve, but there is a day of mourning today. And the rescue workers I'm looking at now are sadly well rehearsed in clear off operations like this.
When you look at the reaction, it has been stark in how this has affected people. We saw a Ukrainian tennis player yesterday breaking down in tears at Wimbledon, which is as far removed as you can be from where you're standing right now. But you say that they have resolve, but ultimately, what Russia wants is Ukraine to fail and Ukraine to give in and the war to end, with them holding on to what they have already, if not further incursions. I mean, as a tactic, as a brutal, horrific tactic, do you think this might work?
Well, thus far it hasn't, but there are very difficult questions for Kyiv in terms of its air defence, because we saw 3-4 cruise missiles come in unchallenged, and it's why President Zelensky is politically screaming for more air defence systems. They are purely designed, as you allude to, terrorise populations. But if you have this happening on a more regular basis, which we haven't seen, I haven't seen in the early weeks of full-scale invasion, then it just makes Ukraine's job of winning the battlefield, but also the political fight to secure long-term support, all the more difficult. These attacks are designed to overwhelm Ukraine's resources, ammunition, and to suppress morale. And the more this happens, the more people live with residual threat, the harder life becomes.
James Waterhouse, Ukraine correspondent for the BBC at that children's hospital, Kyiv, that was subject to a cruise missile attack by the Russians yesterday. James, thank you, and stay safe where you are. And thank you for your continuing coverage on the BBC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.